but there was nowhere to run. 6 months after the talk, I received an email from the curators of TEDx Houston congratulating me because my talk was going to be featured on the main TED website. I knew that was a good thing, a coveted honor even, but I was terrified. First, I was just settling into the idea of only 500 people thinking I'm crazy. Second, in a culture full of critics and cynics, I had always felt safer in my career flying right under the radar. Looking back, I'm not sure how I would have responded to that email had I known that having a video go viral on vulnerability and the importance of letting ourselves be seen would leave me feeling so uncomfortably and ironically vulnerable and exposed. Today, that talk is one of the most viewed on TED.com, with more than 5 million hits and translation available in 38 languages. I've never watched it. I'm glad I did it, but it still makes me feel really uncomfortable. The way I see it, 2010 was the year of the TEDx Houston talk, and 2011 was the year of walking the talk, literally. I crisscrossed the country speaking to groups ranging from Fortune 500 companies, leadership coaches, and the military, to lawyers, parenting groups, and school districts. In 2012, I was invited to give another talk at the main TED conference in Long Beach, California. For me, the 2012 talk was my opportunity to share the work that has literally been the foundation and springboard for all of my research. I talked about shame and how we have to understand it and work through it if we really want to dare greatly. The experience of sharing my research led me to write this book. After discussions with my publisher about the possibility of a business book and/or a parenting book, plus a book for teachers, I realized that there only needed to be one book, because no matter where I went or with whom I was speaking, the core issues were the same: fear, disengagement, and yearning for more courage. My corporate talks almost always focus on inspired leadership or creativity and innovation. The most significant problems that everyone from C-level executives to the frontline folks talk to me about stem from disengagement, the lack of feedback, the fear of staying relevant amid rapid change, and the need for clarity of purpose.